Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a lot going on. It's Falcons Friday, Funk Friday. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to you. Lot to get into over the next 3 hours, to be sure, ahead of a big football weekend. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Dog, I just know that because my wife, she said, is Andy or Abe going to be dressed up? I said, no. I said, Bo's definitely going to be dressed up. Very disappointed, Bo. Very disappointing.
Off to a disappointing
start. Y'all made
start.
Me be a solo Ninja Turtle last year.
Yeah.
We did not purchase Ninja Turtle costumes for us this year, and nobody got excited.
No, we didn't. Are you saying costumes or t-shirts?
That is such an unfair representation.
No, you did not offer.
I did. Did he offer? I saw the pictures, and I was like, they got one in every one of our sizes.
Not really. Here's how I remember it, and you can tell me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You sent the picture,
yes,
and I guess—
I remember the picture.
I didn't see the picture for a while, because, you know, you don't always see your text messages immediately, but then the conversation started a little bit later, and then it was, hey, do they have them for all of us? But you were gone already. You had already left the store that had them, so there wasn't really a possibility to get them.
Well, there was, because I was right. I told you I'd go back.
I don't remember.
But then that. I think we were like, don't go back.
I don't remember that.
Not on our behalf.
I don't remember all that.
I remember bits of it.
Yeah.
But
all I wanted was
that.
One person to say, hey, let's do it.
Can I do this? Can we do it next year?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Okay.
There's not a more perfect costume for the four of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. We already have the Ninja Turtles we want.
No problem.
So we're just wearing t-shirts.
You want to be Raphael?
Yes.
Because you're cool but rude.
Yes.
I want to be Donatello because the Huskies are purple. Bo wants to be Michelangelo because he's the party dude, and Abe wants to be Leonardo because Leonardo is the teacher's pet.
I think it was more Abe gets what's left over
and is
accepting of said
and,
said
and Florida wears blue, and Leonardo's blue and all that, and Abe loves swords, and everybody knows that about him too.
Anyway, there's
a lot to get to over the next 3 hours ahead of cocktail party tomorrow. Obviously, Roddy Nabalsley will join us as he always does at 11:40 on Fridays ahead of Georgia football games from UGASports.com to talk about that. Injury updates, his thoughts on Florida, kind of the unknown of them coming into this game with an interim coach. And they're healthy as well on offense. So when they've been that way, which hadn't really happened all that much this year, they've actually looked pretty good. So we'll get into that with Roddy and throughout the show, of course. But the Falcons head up to Foxborough on the heels of one really bad loss, one pretty bad loss, and two losses in a row. Hopefully healthy. We don't know. I mean, we're kind of hoping that they'll get as many of these guys back as possible for the game on Sunday, but in desperate need of a good performance.
Yes, no doubt about it, man. They are they're at a point where, you know, you want to be able to see some resolve from a team, you know, especially, and you mentioned it earlier this week, you know, last time they got, they blank pushed back, they came back with a big win against Buffalo. And, you know, as crazy as it is, they play better against better teams.
It's true.
You know, and that's a weird damn thing to have. But, I mean, I think that when you look at this, I said it yesterday, they can beat New England. They can. I think New England's a really good team. I don't know if New England is 6-2 good. But you know what? You are what your record is, because they are playing well. They got a very good young quarterback that, you know what, this dude, the way he's playing, he can be one of those upper echelon. I don't realize how big this dude is. Yeah. He's like big as Josh Allen.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and just much. As athletic, maybe mm-hmm. a little bit more athletic than Josh.
Yeah. I don't know if he's quite as big, but he's probably faster.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And so you got to deal with that process right there because we talked to Dave Archer. We talked, and I've heard other people talk about it. This kid is a 1-2 go guy. All right, he ain't taking sacks. He's going to go, and he's a problem when he does that. But they have some good players over there. But I think this is, you know, and coaches always say this, usually the night before or the day of the game. It's all about us. It's all about us today, fellas. And that's what this is right now as far as, you know, showing what you're made of, you know. And sometimes, you know, you may lose a game, but how do you lose it? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you put up a fight? Mm-hmm. Is it coming down to the wire? Or are we going to sit here on Sunday afternoon and looking at this game at 1 o'clock and like, oh, well, ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I hate to say that part of it is how do you look?
Right.
Even if you come up short on the road against a good team, you got to go up there and have like a well-executed performance. Last week we were talking about with the Dolphins, I was like, honestly, I don't care how they look as long as they win. Right. If they win 3-2, it doesn't matter,
no.
Especially if you're going to be dealing with as many injuries as they are and all that kind of stuff. And then they went out there. Not only did they lose, they looked embarrassing in the loss, and they got curb stomped by a bad football team. They went out there again last night and looked like a bad football team.
Yes.
So
yes.
In case yes. anyone yes. thought maybe the Dolphins had resurrected things with that loss, they hadn't. So that was just a, you know, all-around awful performance by the Falcons. Now, again, like, you need to win this game. You start losing too many of these things.
No. Let's three and five
is a real hole to dig out of, especially when you start looking around the NFC and there's a lot of really good teams. Like the team in your division that you kind of had been neck and neck with the last couple of years and still lost to them is good. So you don't have that hope of, well, we can at least just win our division. Now the Bucs are really good, so that's going to be hard too. The rest of the NFC is populated by pretty talented teams also, so making the playoffs as a wild card team is going to be hard, but I'm not even thinking about that. Like, playoffs are a ridiculous notion at this point, given the last couple of weeks. You got to win a football game.
Yeah, just going to win.
Because if you don't, you're 3-5.
Exactly, get
a
win.
That's not the record of a good team.
Yeah, the playoff ain't nowhere.
Unless you're Baltimore, and there's an explanation.
Exactly, but I think, you know, they're not in a position to be thinking playoffs. You got to get wins. I think that's the most important thing for this squad. Obviously, it is the most important thing is winning football games. But, yeah, they got to get that all that down the road. And I'm pretty sure in that locker room up there in that building, that's what this is all about. Outside, you know, everybody has the projectors and all that other crap. But, no, it's all about winning this game, going up to New England and winning a football game that if you play your best, you're going to be in the game. You know, I mean, they know, everybody knows what you want to do as far as offense. You want to run the football, all those different things. Hopefully, I saw the injury report yesterday, hopefully all those limited guys are playing.
I know.
You know, and I mean, because that's a lot of your dudes on that limited, report, on the injury report. There's a lot of dudes that's on there. So hopefully you get a lot of those guys back, mainly your damn quarterback. But I think that, you know.
Just for people that don't know, the limited guys, Darnell Mooney, Jesse Bates, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Michael Penix, Jalen Walker, Billy Bowman.
Yeah.
Those are all pretty important guys.
Very important guys. And so hopefully you can get the majority of those dudes back and find a way to go up there and win this game. I know, you know, it looks like it, and it feels like one of those games where New England's going to slip up at home. They've lost two home games at Gillette already. But I think that if you're talking about how the Falcons go, you know, first of all, you got to play a clean game. We know that. You got to do what you want to do best. Tyler Ajayi's got to have at least 10 carries because usually when he has 10 carries, that means that they're running the ball well and Bijan is somewhere up around 18, 19 carries. And so they got to get somewhere close to 30, 35 runs in this game. And I think if they can do that, they can be successful because of what we've seen so far this year.
Yeah.
Meaning if they don't run it, if they run it 15 times, I've not seen this year that Michael can throw it 30, 40 times to win it.
Nope.
You don't want Michael in a position to throw the ball 30 or 40 times.
You're 3-0 in games where you run the ball 30-plus times because – running the ball 30 plus times worked.
Yeah.
Like it's more complicated than just that number, but it's also not because that's your plan A, and plan A worked that day. And when plan A works, the offense functions and you're going to win games. And I hope that's what happens. Like, I hope you could go up there on Sunday and have a well enough planned out game plan on the ground and a well enough executed game plan on the ground to where you can just do plan A, hand the ball to Bijan all those times, like you said, Algier is a changeup all those times, as you said, average 5 yards on the ground and be able to control the game like that. If not, which you haven't the last 2 weeks, so it's possible that you don't. It's possible that New England dials up a good defensive game plan against you and you can't run it again.
Right.
Michael Penix has to play well.
Yes, he does.
If he plays, assuming that he plays.
Yes.
Because that's where it goes next, right? We talked a little bit about this yesterday, and then I was listening to Dukes and Bell, and I was like, yep, they're right there with it too. They were starting to talk about the same exact thing with Penix and kind of where his numbers are looking right now and comparing to guys over the last couple of years. It's like, that's not the comparison you want. You don't want your numbers to be anywhere near what Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota and those guys' numbers look like at the end of the season. So let's not do that. A couple good performances can break away from that, but he needs to, because you know what defenses are trying to do against them right now. They're trying to take away the run, and when they do, you lose.
Yes.
You got a first-round top 10 quarterback and some weapons to throw to, again, assuming and hoping that everybody is healthy. If plan A doesn't work on Sunday, plan B's got to be Michael Penix, and Michael Penix has to be good.
He got to be good. One, I mean, he's got to play well if that's the case. Right.
Otherwise, there. That conversation starts to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's when we talk about the blame train or blame, you know, tree and all those different things of, you know, you went from this guy to this guy to this guy, and eventually it gets down to who the players are, and mainly your most known player as far as your quarterback position. And so, yeah, I mean, but I still am not ready to go there because he's still a young player. And I will blame most of it on the youth because he still has some technical flaws that gets better with the more reps and more, and you know, the timing and things that you play.
For sure.
But he's still got to go play well.
Yeah, he's got to play
he's the same year, he's the same year as this guy that he's going to get.
That's another part.
But the thing about that guy that you're going to get started all last year.
That's right. Most of it, as the season got on.
That guy that he's playing against has a seasoned veteran offensive coordinator who knows what the hell he's doing and knows how to set up plays. So, I mean, I don't think New England's offensive line is better than Atlanta's offensive line. I know they got a big number 4 overall left tackle, and he got beat like a damn drum last Sunday, but it was Myles Garrett. It was Myles Garrett. But, I mean, so I'm not going to go there. I don't think that they have a particularly better skill than Atlanta. I mean, they got some good players. I mean, Stephon is still doing his thing. But, like, overall offense, I don't think they're better than Atlanta. I think the way their play caller versus Atlanta is the big advantage of them.
Oh, for sure.
Big advantage them.
Yeah, head coach, too. Like,
yes, big advantage them.
Vrabel flat out is, you know, he's doing exactly what everybody knew he was going to do.
Yep.
I didn't know it was going to happen this fast.
Yeah, damn sure did.
I know they'd be 6-2 year one, but you knew it was going to work out well because you've seen him do it before.
Yep.
And that becomes an issue too. I mean, that's been part of what's happened the last couple of weeks is showed up from kickoff and the other group had a better plan than you.
That's it.
Shanahan, McDaniel, you know what I mean? Like, can't have that be the truth every Sunday. Otherwise, she's not going to win very many games.
Oh, it's going to be a pleasant day up there. 52 and sunny.
Okay.
So, about like it is today.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. That shouldn't, at least it won't be snowing or whatever. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. Hour number one of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
A great job. You know, they've done a nice job with there with the young quarterback. You know, obviously Josh has done a nice job with those guys. They got up there and they're able to run the football really well. They are living off their lifeline, which is their O-line, running the ball, putting Drake in some really nice situations to get the ball out of his hand. Gave him some nice completions. He's able to go out there and throw the ball down the field. He has all the tools. He can run a little bit. He's very Josh Allen-esque, you know, so to speak. So he's doing such a great job. And then they're doing a nice job of complimenting on defense, playing really good defense as well. So, like, they're playing really well at a high level in their team, and they're in a high point. And that is a very good job by those guys. And, like, it's the perfect timing for us.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing some good ball right now. There's no question about it. They've won five games in a row. You don't win five games in a row in the NFL on accident very often or ever. And hopefully Falcons can end it there. Don't make it six, because the Falcons have lost two games in a row. You also don't lose three games in a row very often in the NFL if you're a good team. So some streaks hopefully coming to an end this weekend in this matchup. Also an interesting matchup between quarterbacks that were taken in the first round of the same draft.
Yes.
A lot of quarterbacks taken in the first round of that draft, obviously. Yep. Caleb Williams, number one. Jaden Daniels, number two. Drake May, number three. And then you skip a few and get to Penix at eight. And then J.J. McCarthy at 10 and Bo Nix at 12.
Yep.
Penix outplayed J.J. McCarthy earlier this year, right? J.J. hadn't played since then.
He did.
Dueled with Jaden Daniels late last year. Played pretty good down the stretch of that game.
Yes.
Hadn't played Caleb yet.
No.
Played Bo a few times in college. And now his first matchup against Drake May.
Well, he got in that Denver game, didn't he? Last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did get in that Denver game, right?
My apologies.
Yeah, I was like.
He did duel Bo last year, briefly. Because one of the many times over the last couple of years, the Falcons chose not to show up for a Sunday.
They got destroyed.
Absolutely. Again, seriously, though, they've been blown out so many times in the last, 24 last year, this year combined, they've been blown out like five or six times.
Get their teeth kicked in.
Yeah, including the last one out. So hopefully they can bounce back from that one, and it's a matchup of a couple second-year quarterback. It is kind of – they're different but similar situations for the franchises in that, like, they're both kind of in these rebuilds. The Patriots are earlier in theirs, year one of Vrabel and second year with Drake May. Also feels like they're a little further along, too.
Yes.
Like, 6-2, went heavy on defense, got all the Vrabel guys he wanted.
Yep, and they're all playing well. Yep. They're all playing well. That's one of those things where you see a lot of times. You saw DQ did it when Dan Quinn got the job, bringing some guys over that he knew, veterans over to help, you know, spread culture, you know, be a leader in that locker room, because most of the time those guys are older players. And so, yeah, Vrabel's is one up there. Like, Harold Landry is going to be Mike Vrabel's Pepper Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, like Bill Belichick's Pepper Johnson.
Yeah.
Just go every damn where he goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he's going to be around, and he's playing at a high level, man. They can rush your pass. I got a lot of guys. You know, what's his name? Clayson, the guy
They got Caleb on Chase.
Who were like, I'm going to pass on him. Could rush your pass.
Well, and his first stop, to be fair, wasn't great. But he's playing well.
He's playing well now.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what you write system, coaching, and all those different things, because that's what Vrabel specializes in. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how when you coach them up, how good they can be, man. But yeah, they're playing some good ball. They really, really are. I had a big win against Buffalo in Buffalo. And obviously last week beat the hell out of Cleveland, even though Miles Garrett had all them damn sacks. But I mean, they can run the football. You know, Ramondre Stevenson don't know if he's going to play. I know he's been out this week in practice, but you know, he'll put the ball on the ground. We know Stephon Diggs can still move the chains. We understand that. Rob Splain is their pretty much all world linebacker.
He did everything last week.
Does everything for him.
Everything.
You know, and so I mean, you got to make sure you get a hat on that guy. He's one of those you got to make sure you got a hat on. They got a lockdown corner in Christian Gonzalez. I'm pretty sure wherever Drake goes, he's going to go. And so if that's the case, then other guys are going to have to step up, because this dude, he puts you in them things. Roxanne! In them cuffs, you know. And so you better get your mind right. But that goes back to Zach doing a better job moving this guy around, putting him in motion, getting him some cushion. But, yeah, they got to start with the run game. But, you know, it is one of those things. Michael, you can't protect him. He's got to make some throws.
Yeah.
He's going to have to make some throws.
Yeah, that's right.
About the Mexican Bros, and whoever's playing defense on that second level, you just got to go, man. You got to go. Now that helps. The D line can help with that, but you got to go. You got to go. Whoever it is, Bertrand or safety, put in there, anybody who's opposite of where Caden is, because what happens is you're taking away from what he does.
Oh yes, yeah. No, I mean that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago. Is after the Buffalo win, right?
Yeah,
it was like, why does it feel like so many of these guys, especially the guys that have been here, are playing better than they ever have.
Right.
Well, they got the right puzzle piece. Divine Diablo was the perfect piece of the puzzle, so all the other pieces fit.
Yep.
Well, now that puzzle piece is out,
yep,
and the puzzle's been thrown on the floor. Some of the pieces are upside down. Can't even tell what's on them. You don't have the box for the picture,
nope,
so you can't compare it. You're not doing corner pieces. We've been doing a lot of puzzles lately.
Have you?
Yeah, well, my wife likes to puzzle.
That's cool. Yeah. That's so cool, man.
She likes to relax with a puzzle.
Because I was on punishment a whole lot when I was growing up, so I put puzzles together all day. That's all mom would let me have, puzzles. That was it, puzzles and books.
That's great.
That was it. Man, please. Puzzles and damn books. No TV, no radio, no nothing. Just puzzles.
You probably earned it.
Oh, yeah, I was a badass.
You earned those puzzles.
Yeah, I was a badass. Don't get me wrong. I was a badass.
No technology, you probably earned it. All right. Yeah. We can skip the Lamar. We'll get back to what the Ravens did to the Dolphins. The Dolphins have subsequently made some changes. Their general manager is no longer their general manager after losing to the Ravens last night. So we'll get back into that in an NFL No Huddle top of the noon hour. But let's hear Kirby Smart talking about his quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, ahead of the cocktail party tomorrow.
Don't think he gets enough credit for that decision-making process. You know, every play might have 2 to 3 decisions he has to make, and those 2 to 3 decisions sometimes determine the outcome of that play. And really proud of his growth. He's got to keep doing it and keep taking care of the ball. And when he does that, then you know, we're a good football team.
He's getting better every game, man. It really, really is. He's getting better every single game. He's managing things well. They're getting better and healthier on the offensive line. So that's helping with the run game. I know he put the ball on the ground, but it looks like Nate Frazier's regaining his role.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah,
now,
as the number one running, right? As the number one runner, which is good. I mean, the dude is explosive.
Because he's the most talented.
Yeah, he's the most talented runner that they have. Obviously, you lose some guys on the outside, but you have other dudes that are there. So we'll see if they can step up. But this is about the defense and what Florida is going to come out in, because you had 2 weeks to prepare. 2 weeks of a new style, 2 weeks of maybe more aggressive play calling and things like that.
It couldn't be any less.
You know
aggressive.
What I mean? And then they're healthy. You mentioned, they're starting to show they're healthy now. And so, yeah, it's going to be another one of those dogfights, man.
It wouldn't. I mean, again, this is such a obvious thing to say about a Georgia game, given the way they've all gone this year.
Yep.
But that aside, just because of what Florida is right now and what the kind of the unknown, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they get off to a fast start. And Georgia's defense.
Yeah.
Like, Florida probably scores 10 points in the first quarter,
yeah,
maybe even 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. And then Georgia kind of, okay, this is what they're doing.
All right, let's get
this is our adjustment. And yeah. Here's my hot take on this game. I bet Florida scores more points in the first quarter than they score in the final 3 quarters combined.
Okay. I mean,
I think they'll score like 14 in the first quarter, something like that, and then maybe 3 for the remainder of the game.
It could happen. And, you know, with the adjustments that Kirby and Shue and those defensive coaches make after they finally initially see what you're trying to do to them, they make the adjustments. They lock all that stuff down for the most part. And then you're able to find a way to get up, make a play or something like that, get ahead of them. And then, you know, just methodically, like Novocaine, just give it time. It'll eventually, you know, it will eventually get you and you get. And you can get out of Jacksonville with a big win.
I agree that Gunner doesn't get enough credit, though, and not just for his decision making, because like he's playing so well that the defense can do that.
Yes, he's playing well. Gunner's playing really good.
I mean, if he hadn't played the way that he has, especially in some of these games against big time offenses, like he was incredible in the game against Ole Miss.
Yes, that touchdown run.
Yeah,
goodness, that's when they told me to leave.
Oh
yeah.
when Gunner was looking back at the guy like Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that's when they
on his way into the end zone.
That's when they politely asked me to leave.
Well, he just went to the other bar.
I just went to the other bar.
That's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, that's when they politely asked me to leave.
But I think you know his story has been awesome. And even better one probably playing out with the rival with Georgia Tech. They play tomorrow night at 7:30 against NC State. Haynes King has legitimately entered his name into the Heisman conversation.
As he should have.
But now he's starting to, because you know what it is. Like, people aren't fully paying attention until it gets to the end of the year. And if you don't have eye-popping stats, you might not notice. He had some great numbers in their win last week.
Five tugs?
Yeah, he did. He's going to have to keep,
this is a big,
you know what I'm saying,
spot
five touchdowns, every, but he's going to have to keep putting up numbers.
Big spot for them tomorrow night. Just going to NC State on the road. This is a big spot for them because this is one of those. We talked about those trap games. You know, I don't anticipate Coach. You know, Key not having his team prepared and everything like that. But that's one of the things where home team night game crowd's going to be in there. You know, I mean, you want to go there because I
just hear it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, you go there and go see a game, and so it'll be interesting to see how Georgia Tech comes. You know, Haynes King does Haynes King's thing. It shouldn't be a problem. I mean, their quarterback, though, for NC State, he can spin it.
Mm-hmm.
He can spin it. And so it's going to be about –
Bailey, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be about, you know, how –
Yeah, he's good.
Because they can't do anything else. You know what I mean?
NC State can score. Yeah.
But they can't stop you from scoring.
Right.
So that's why I expect Haynes can have another big day.
Yeah, it should be a good stat game. It should be a fun game.
They've been doing better of not turning the ball over to, especially going in.
I think people get this, but, like, we get so – I don't know what's next and hyper focused on not being in the moment. Georgia Tech fans, just take a breath and like, this is a special year, and you're watching a guy who's already kind of cemented himself as one of the legends in the program's history.
Yes.
You get to watch Haynes King play quarterback for Georgia Tech tomorrow night. Like 20 years from now, you'll be talking to your buddies like, remember that year? Like, you're in that year right now. So I know you know that. Soak it in.
Hey, Paramount Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us next from UGASports.com. We'll get his thoughts on the cocktail party as well. Always joins us on Fridays ahead of Georgia games. He always picks his walk-up music in relation to what he expects the game to be like as well. So we'll all find out together. Sports Radio 92.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
We just
car is just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
None of the game.
Hut, hut, hut. The freaks come out. This is, I'm interested to hear the explanation for this. Hut, hut, hut.
I mean, anytime the freaks come out.
You know, yeah, you know me. I'm all about the freaks.
Long have been.
Hut, hut. Freaks come out.
At night and when the cheddar biscuits come out.
Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
There's a lot of other stuff to bring the freaks out, too.
But them Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
Rodney DeBalsi joins us on Fridays at 11:40 ahead of Georgia football games. Obviously, the cocktail party tomorrow at 3:30 in Jacksonville. Roddy from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
How's it going, guys? I figured we had to play a little Houdini, being that it is Halloween, and that's a good Halloween song. And also very apropos for the Georgia-Florida game, because that game starts in daylight, but by the time it ends, it's dark down there in Jacksonville. And it's going to be a four-quarter game. A lot of people think, well, Florida fired their coach. This is going to be an easy knockover. I'm like, have you ever watched a Georgia-Florida game? Have you ever seen Georgia struggle against a third-string walk-on QB at Florida? Have you ever seen Georgia have three turnovers in a game? Georgia does not play good down there, and I think what it's going to come down to that offensive line, those big bunch of freaks who we saw against Ole Miss just absolutely destroying people, opening up some run lanes for Chauncey Bowen, Nate Frazier, maybe possibly to Dylan Bell. Just something to keep an eye on is those big boys up front. I think that's going to be the difference in the game. Plus, I kind of missed the landing. I missed the landing and the freaks that used to come out down there, man. That's just saying.
Oh, man.
Where do they go now? Where do the freaks go?
I don't know.
Rob,
what was that damn hotel that was right there by the landing? Oh, was it?
I don't know. I got kicked out of there once. I don't remember the name.
Rod, with that being said, Rod, the health thing, it's been a week off. So, they still do Bloody Tuesdays, but I'm assuming that they're as healthy as they've been. Outside of losing Kobe, but as healthy they've been so far this year?
Yeah, actually, one of their, somebody on the staff there told me that because our defense, our offensive line, that's healthiest we've been all year. And I'm like, way to ruin it. Way to jinx your team, dude. He just started laughing. But, yeah, that offensive line is starting to, come together. They're getting healthy. And you saw the difference having Ernest Green come back against Ole Miss. And that allows Dontrell Glover, Juan Gaston, Micah Morris, even Drew Bobo to go hunting. You watch them on those guard tackle pulls, and they just go looking for people to destroy. So they're healthy there. Saw the availability report, no new names on it. So right now, Georgia's looking pretty healthy. Although, we kind of gloss over the loss of Colby Young. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That guy's a difference maker. He is an absolute difference maker. Maybe Noah Thomas gets those passes now. Maybe they go more to Dylan Bell. But any guy who could catch a pass 2 yards deep and turn into a 9-yard gain by breaking a couple tackles and just dragging people with him, you just can't replace that. You can't just next man up that sort of situation. So they're going to have to work around not having Colby Young because he was an integral part of this offense. He's a great blocker. He's a difference maker, and you just hope that Noah Thomas is up to the task.
What do you anticipate the biggest difference being in terms of how Florida looks now that they have moved on from Napier, interim staff, nothing to lose? They do have a lot of talent, and seemingly they'd be healthy on offense as well with their bye week too. Like, how do you think they'll look most different?
They're going to take a lot more chances. They know they're coming in, and they match up really well with Georgia. It's strength versus strength and weakness versus weakness. You've got an interim coach down there who has nothing to lose. The players have nothing to lose. So you kind of just let them go. You've been worried about messing up the whole time, so now all of a sudden you play free. So we'll see a little more exotic pressures on defense, more shots taken down the field on offense. Just in the exact way when Austin Peay comes to town and Marshall comes to town and those games are closer than people like, and they don't understand that the defense sometimes just sells out and says, look, you know, we're coming, or we're going to drop eight, or, you know, we're going to send six. And when you bust them, it's like, well, that's what's supposed to happen. But then when you have to punt, everyone loses their mind going, wait a minute, why are you punting against Austin Peay, or why are you punting against Marshall? Well, it's because they sold out on defense. So I could see Florida kind of doing the same thing. And teams rally. People watch what happens when you fire a coach. I mean, look at Arkansas. Sometimes you fire a coach and the team rallies. Even, it's not to say they dislike the coach. It's just, it's such a gut punch. The only way these guys have to really come back from that is to take it out on the next team that shows up across the field. So I can see them playing a lot, a little more free and a little bit faster and, you know, trying to make a name for themselves.
Rob, we're talking before we got you on, and we'll go back to you talking about the Dragon. Does it seem like Nate Frazier has maybe got his spot back as the lead back?
I don't know. And I say that because Chauncey Bowens was kind of banged up, but we got to speak to Chauncey, and he says he's 100% healthy now. Okay. So it's tough. I mean, you can't point to one and go, well, that's the better back. Nate Frazier looked to be the better back, and I was, in the first couple weeks there, I was like, man, this guy's going to put together a Heisman campaign. But he kept fumbling the ball. Now he's not fumbling, but he's got the thing wrapped up so tight that it's kind of affecting his running. You know, he's it looks like he's hugging himself when he runs out there. So he's lost a little bit of his I don't say his cutback ability, you know, his jukiness, you know, when he tries to juke people out. But he's not turning the ball over. So, and then Chauncey is just running through people. The acceleration he has from, you know, 3 yards deep to the line is something that when, you know, when you look at the early summarizings of him, it was, he doesn't have that explosive speed. You know, he's a great running back. He's tough. You know, he can go between the tackles. He doesn't have that acceleration. And I'm like, oh, he's got it now. So it's tough to, you know, pick one over the other, and they just rotate him. It's like when you had, Sony and Chubb. You know, it's like, okay, well, they're pick your poison. Oh, and we got DeAndre Swift backing them up. Yeah, well, let's give it to him too. So right. It's a good situation. Now, I'm not putting either of those guys in that classification. Those are the, you know, two of the top five backs that Georgia's ever had. But I'm just saying it doesn't matter if it's three back there or 33, just or two or anybody or 20. Just hand the ball off. Run the damn ball, Bobo.
We played a clip from Kirby in the last segment where he talked about how Gunnar Stockton doesn't get enough credit for his decision making. If you had to say there's something that he doesn't get enough credit for, what would it be?
I was going to say something mean about his interviews, because I love Gunnar Stockton to death, but he's a terrible interview. He's just god awful. But I do what he doesn't get credit for is when he runs, how tough he runs. They have to tell him to slide. He wants to lower his shoulder and hit somebody, and they have to tell him, look, this isn't high school. This ain't, you know, this ain't Tiger Georgia. This ain't Raven. You know, you can't do this anymore. And he likes to get hit. And you go back to that Auburn game, the Ole Miss game, a couple times where he just took a lick, and all of a sudden it's like a puncher that needs to get hit in the face, and then all of a sudden he settles down. So it's how tough he is when he runs, the fact that you don't see him sliding a whole lot. You see him going forward, you know, diving for an extra yard, running through an arm tackle. And it's easy to say, oh, well, he's got 7 rushing touchdowns. He's a runner. He's a tough runner. And I think we need to emphasize and capitalize the word tough there, because he's not just, hey, if you're a defensive back and you think, oh, I'm going to get a free lick on that running quarterback, you might get the lick. It might be coming to you. So you better have your helmet strapped on.
Rod, how close is the pass rush?
From here to Jacksonville, I guess. I mean,
is it close? So are they almost getting there?
Not close.
No, it's not close. They don't have the horses to do it, and the scheme doesn't allow for it, and the secondary's not making it happen. The secondary can't cover long enough for some of those guys to get home, and they can't get home enough quick enough to help out the secondary. So chicken or the egg, I'm not sure which is worse, but it is it's not a good situation. I mean, look at it. They have 8 sacks in 7 games.
Yeah, it's not many.
Texas A&M, who leads the SEC, has 32 sacks. So Georgia's the only team in the SEC without double-digit sacks.
Damn.
That's just, I mean –
I think Oklahoma sacked Auburn 10 times in one game.
Yeah, and that's you played Auburn. How many did you get?
What, 3? Did they get 2? Okay, they got 2. Well,
I think it was 2. Yeah, I was just saying, somebody else got 10. You didn't get that many, yeah. And they've got, you know, and you look at like Damon Wilson, who has more sacks and pressures than the entire Georgia defense combined. So what are you going to do?
Hey, do you think that all the nonsense that's happening right now at LSU, and it's continuing? They had a press conference like today about what's going on with their AD. Do you think that craziness is helping Florida in the long run in terms of trying to land the biggest fish in this coaching cycle?
It definitely got hurt because everyone for a week was saying that LSU's the better job than Florida. You know, it's not even close. Now you're looking like, wait a minute, I don't want to go get in that buzzsaw, because it was always, don't take the Auburn job because the Auburn boosters are crazy and they have too much support in the program. Then it was Miami's worse than Auburn. Then it was, you know, Florida, you got a great AD, you got a great state. The Florida job is one of the top ones. LSU was always seen that way as well. Now, all of a sudden, LSU started to look like Miami and Auburn. It's like, wait a minute, who do I answer to? So, and I tell you one thing, the first call that the Board of Regents over there at LSU is going to do, they're going to reach out to Josh Brooks of Georgia. You know, he's an LSU guy. He's been very successful at in the SEC. If they need a new athletic director, I get the first person they're going to call is him. Now, I'm not saying he would take it or that he would, you know, he would probably just say, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. But no, but that is a guy who he cut his teeth at LSU. So, and they know how good he is. So you got to be careful that they don't try to poach your AD.
Rod, is there anybody, because I know I was reading around and seeing some different things about these freshman receivers. I know one is out, but, I mean, is this his name CJ? Is he the one that people are talking about as far as maybe contributing, is getting better on the scout team and things like that?
CJ Wiley is the guy. He was, every time we go see him, he'd have these amazing games. And I kind of feel bad because the first, when they point to CJ Wiley, it's mainly because he has the same size that you're losing with kind of Colby Young. So I was like, whoa, who's the most like him? But he's not the one that I would expect to take over that spot. I would look for Landon Roldan out of North Oconee. Look for them to maybe go to Sakobe White a little bit more. CJ Wiley, he's just not quite there. He was on the spot scout team, and he came up to, you know, he's gotten some more reps, but he's just not getting the rotation like some of the other guys.
Roddy, how do you see it playing out tomorrow afternoon?
It's a Georgia-Florida game. Everyone is going to be mad until maybe the midway through the fourth quarter. It's that way every year. I don't care how much Georgia's favored by or how much Florida's favored by. That's just the way that game goes. I hate that game with a passion. I go every year. I used to come back fielding calls on TV and radio about why it didn't work out like I was supposed to. But hopefully Georgia just mashed them tomorrow. You know, we could have picked Monster Mash to open the show with. You know, just mash those guys and run the ball, get out of there with a win, survive in advance.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's kind of what I see happening too, Roddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Rod.
Thanks, guys.
Roddy Nabalsi there. UGASports.com joins us every Friday at 11:40 to get ready for the Georgia football game the next day. And, yeah, I mean, it seems probably right. It's what the game tends to be like. It's what every Georgia game's been like this year.
Yep.
They got talent and a new coach. If you don't really know what's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
So, of course, this is going to be the one where Georgia wins 41-3.
But, yeah,
right?
it's going to be a dogfight. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that Georgia has to do is just because Florida's going to have some new wrinkles. We understand that. We definitely understand that. But he's such a good damn quarterback that, you know, that's what I was saying. Are they close? You know, but, I mean, what they're going to have to do, Georgia's going to have to pressure them. Georgia's going to bring pressure. So that's going to put more and more pressure on these damn corners and the secondary. And they're going to have to eventually step up. Because there's been so many different – I mean, Everett's still been there. But the other guy, it's just been this guy. I mean, somebody's got to step in as that second corner and be able to hold up because
– You mean there's been so many different guys that haven't stepped up?
That haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've been rotating. It's been like, you know, where's Ellison? Then it was this. And so, I mean, they have got to figure out a way to get Lagway off his spot and get him on the damn ground. Because that's the one thing, when they bring that pressure, they get through, but the quarterback breaks the contain to the right. And then he has run pass options on that. So that's hurt George a lot when they are bringing that middle dog pressure. Like CJ and the linebackers, they're getting through. It's just the fact that there's nobody out there containing to keep whoever the quarterback is in that.
Quintavious Johnson is a guy that I feel like gets close to the quarterback a ton.
He's like
33. He's almost there. And then he doesn't quite get it. And I know DJ Legway is not the guy to get almost there with because he's fast and get outside the pocket. But he's the one. And I know, Chris Cole's a guy that we had high hopes for.
Yes, we did.
There's the number of guys that you're hoping could get to the quarterback. But it just feels like Quintavious Johnson has been there a lot.
Yeah.
And then he had one a couple weeks ago, but it was a horse collar.
So hopefully he just keep coming and find a way to get him on the ground, man. But, yeah, it's going to be a four-quarter game.
I think so,
that Georgia's eventually going to win by 10 points probably.
Something like that. I could see that.
Yeah. Hey, guys, tomorrow from noon to 2, join our girl Allie Mack at Lou Saab. Kia and Cummings as we get you ready for the Sunday's big game. One lucky fan win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the rolling stand, plus other prizes like winning some tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Lou Saab Kia in Cummings with our gal Allie Mack.
All right, Funk Friday continues. Hour number 2, noon hour, coming up next. NFL No Huddle to kick things off. College Football Corner at 12:20. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.